KXI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Bill Rajo, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, is here with me to comment on a Generation Jihad broadcast that is available right now. You can pull it and listen to yourself. It is wonderful to hear the stentorian tones of Tom Joslin, who's been away for some time on other projects, but reunited with Bill to talk about Iran plus Iran plus Iran, or as Tom calls it, the wonderful joy of disconnect the dots. Bill, it was wonderful to hear you two together. It's like Martin and Lewis, you know, a great duo of comedy and seriousness once upon a time. Clearly enjoyable listening. However, Iran plus Iran plus Iran. What did you learn from Tom about Iran's activities these days? Good evening to you.
Yes, John. It definitely was good to get Tom back on Generation Jihad for a visit. You know, I talk to Tom often offline, so no surprises for me there, but it was good to get Tom to get on the record. And yeah, what we've come to the conclusion with this is that the disconnect the dots mentality, which we all witnessed during the war on terror, right? Al-Qaeda is not really a global organization. It's just a small cadre that we need to eliminate, but it's not linked to its branches or its affiliates. And, you know, this mentality has moved on to Iran. So currently the U.S. is under attack by militias in Iraq and Syria, and then, of course, what the Houthis are doing in the Red Sea. But you still have people saying, well, it's these militias. And sure, Iran might give them some weapons, but they're not really supporting them. They're not really directing them, even when you have members of the military or sometimes even administration officials coming out and saying it's all Iran. So you get this disjointed message. The dots have been disconnected. Instead of taking time for individuals to make the logical links that Iran is providing weapons, training, advisors, cash, other, you know, intelligence support for these militias to carry these operations out and view them as proxies. People want to view them as something else in order, because there's this fear, John, and Tom actually mentions this often to me, that we don't want to get into another Iraq war, that we, you know, the problem with the case made for WMD is going to lead us down to a path where we go to war with Iran. Tom and I maintain, look, what you decide to do with the information is different, but you have to, before you just decide to make a policy, you need to get the facts right. If you don't get the facts right, you can't craft a reasonable policy. Just because Iran is supporting these proxy militias doesn't mean we need to invade Iran and overthrow the government. There's a lot of things you could do in between. But if we pretend that Iran isn't the one behind all this, we can't properly address the issues.
And since the beginning of the crisis in the Middle East, October 7th, there's been this voice in Washington saying not necessarily Iran, not necessarily Iran-driven. Is that voice muting or dimming now, several months in, with all of the evidence in the Houthis, in the Kataib Hezbollah of Iraq? Or are there still voices in Washington saying, we can't prove it's Iran?
There are still voices, and they still exist. You'll even hear it with U.S. officials. And now, how much of this is actual belief or versus messaging? So you'll hear officials, even Secretary Austin has said things like this, and the Pentagon spokesman. So we're under all of these attacks by these groups, but we're not at war with them. Meanwhile, we're conducting military operations against these groups on a daily basis. But there's this desire. This is part of that disconnect the dots. It's, you know, if we're launching airstrikes against these groups, against, you know, Hezbollah brigades and the Houthis and, you know, all of these various militias in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen on a daily basis, while coming under attack from them on a daily basis, what are we at? And what is Iran's role in that? That is the real problem with all this, John. There's just a refusal to recognize what has actually happened and to call it what it is. Sure, we may be at war with Iran, but again, I just go back to, look, after all of the failure I've witnessed over the last 20 years in Iraq and Afghanistan, failures we're experiencing now in Ukraine, I'm going to be one of the last people to line up and say, we need to invade Iran. I'm certainly, because we have the same people involved in government that were involved in Afghanistan, that debacle. I can't be supportive of going into a full-blown war with Iran because of this. But again, there are other steps that we can take. We have to get the facts right before we can craft reasonable policy.
Final detail, Bill. We just have a minute here. The strike on the Kitab Hezbollah leadership in West Pakistan, in West Baghdad these last days, was that a profound strike or just opportunity fire? We have about a minute.
We've actually dubbed this something what we call performance operations. Basically, you know, a combination, you know, these look good, but it's not really getting to the root of the problem. Yes, this was an important commander who was directing strikes against U.S. forces, but it isn't going to stop these attacks against our forces because we're not getting to the root of the problem. If you want these strikes to stop, you have to make Iran pay a price, not Iran's proxies. Iran will fight to the last Iraqi, the last Syrian, and the last Yemeni. But start targeting some of their key leaders in their military, and you don't have to do it in Iran, and make them and show them that there's a real price to pay. And then you'll see how things change.
Bill Rajo is a senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He and his colleagues keep the Long War Journal. Again, Generation Jihad is Bill's podcast, Conversations with Others, Eyes on the Middle East. And this week it was Tom Joslin, a veteran of watching the Middle East for the last decades. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.